This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch the show every day. Here we are. Vaughn's got the cameras in the other room. Vaughn da Wizard. You can follow him at Vaughn da Wizard on the Instagram. And he is tracking our every moment, our every movement. We're live while we're live, and then Vaughn loops it throughout the rest of the day. So 24/7, you can find us at radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. I have a text. Hold on.
Some still looking. People who love.
Yes. No, there is a good one here. Hold on. One second.
I'm taking
it. No, I've got it, though. Hold on one second.
Oh, we got nowhere to be.
Yeah, I'm here the whole time. I don't care. I like that we're a little bit more relaxed than your average morning show.
Nope. I can't find a good text about radio.com, unfortunately. But radio.com is an app where you can get our show.
Yep. There's so many ways now. Yeah. I mean, this is wonderful. Radio.com being the best of the ways.
Well, look, when a company like Entercom pours $1 billion into R&D.
How could it not be amazing?
And then the app is the, look, it's a piece of art.
Can you read this from there?
Hold on.
This is from 510.
Did you find a good one?
Wow, Radio.com app is awesome.
And that's from the 650, you say?
510.
Oh, the 510.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You found a good one.
East Bay. Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah. You can tell me anything
so
you
I'm
want.
I'm new to this streaming thing.
Yes.
It's never been my deal. I've always thought I should buy records, and often I
we
find...
We all should.
Well...
You were right.
I often find myself going, there's something I want to listen to, but not enough that I'm going to spend the $10 on the record.
Right.
And so I just recently tried the Apple Music 3-month trial.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I love that thing. There are
just
so
mark,
many
mark
albums.
This place in history the next time I try to be like, listen, you should try this.
There are so many albums that I've just gone, I'm not going to buy Big Daddy Kane. That album's from the 80s. I'm not doing it. And now I can just listen to it. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of old Too Short. I got a bunch of, I don't know, this is going to make me sound lame, I guess. I don't know what's cool anymore, but
who cares
I got
cool.
All the old LL Cool J albums.
Cool's in the title, then.
I'm just saying, because these are things that I wouldn't have purchased, here I am now able to put them in my collection. Yeah.
Just mark this point
add.
In time.
I didn't know that you could add them to your collection
yes.
so that they'd be there.
They're there. You don't even have to download. They download then, and then you've got them.
It's good.
Yeah. Next time you doubt me, I want you to remember this.
Well, I'm
that
just
for
telling
10
you,
years,
I, like
I was
it.
Telling you.
I was trying to get my
yeah,
kid into
10 years.
Big Daddy Kane yesterday as I drove her home from...
Your kid has the same amount of records as you do.
She wasn't into it, though.
She doesn't need it. She's got
I was trying to get her to
options.
Dance with me in the drive, and she's like, I only dance to stuff I like. And I went.
Well, excuse me.
Sorry, but you're in my van. You're going to listen to this. volume up.
Boy, the days of cool dad are numbered. It's tough, man. They turn into teenagers, and suddenly everything you do is, stop doing that.
Well,
it's not cool. God, you don't know anything.
You know, kids
That's
are,
not
they all
what
have
we do
their
now.
Own different thing, and my kid is absolutely, I told you, I found five of her mom's bras stashed over when I went to make her bed. I didn't tell you this?
No.
I went to make her bed, and I'm tucking in the thing, and over in this corner, I reach out and pull out five bras that she has stashed because she's trying them on.
Mm.
She's six.
She's trying on bras?
That's normal.
It is.
Sure. Well, that's the age, and you're just like, wow, I don't have that. When is that going to happen for me? Am I going to have those? What's the...
Well...
You know, I would see my mom just, you know, she's always looking hot and she's like looking at herself in the mirror.
Yeah, your mom's hot.
And stuff. So I started doing that stuff too. I'm like, oh, what do I look like? Let's have a look at that.
All right. Well, I'm surprised.
Could mean she's really into boobs too.
All right. Well, it's all okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like six is a little young, but
yeah,
all right.
You know, they start to love boys. They start to love bras. Wonder what the future holds.
The big story out of yesterday, not virus related or stock market related, there was a little...
Oh, there were stories besides
that? There was
that?
A little bump back into the stock market, but then they're saying they're expecting another...
Just don't look.
Dump
just don't
today.
Look. You know what? Try to be a Buddhist and just be in the moment. Enjoy the world around you at this moment and don't think or crave or seek.
Some votes went down. In the primaries, the Democratic primary voters, it looks like, want Biden.
Yeah.
He won more states, including Michigan. I think Michigan was the state that Bernie Sanders won last time that was causing
the agony.
Major issues for Hillary Clinton's campaign. So, weirdly, though, he didn't get it this time.
Yeah, well, maybe the people were just sick of him. Sick of all those guys.
Joe Biden went into Tuesday's primaries riding a wave of voter confidence about his chances of victory in November, and that propelled him to wins in Michigan, Missouri, and Mississippi. It looks like Bernie Sanders got a couple states, but they say Biden looks unbeatable now. Like, he looks like the guy. There's going to be a debate between the two remaining, although there are three, it's been pointed out, Tulsi's still in. And she says she wants them to add her to the debates. I think they're probably feeling like, you work that out yourself. You know, Sanders and Biden, each of them have their hands full as it is. But anyway, there'll be another debate, it looks like, this Saturday.
You know, it would never happen.
What?
But the best thing for the Democratic Party right now would be for Biden to say, hey, Bernie, let's just run together. It might be the best thing that could happen. No more sniping, no more fighting against each other.
Well, they have vastly different
they do.
Plans.
They do,
ideas.
But then they could make everyone happy. Isn't that the point of politics? Make everyone happy. I just want it to be over. So if they can just join forces, I'd appreciate that. And they could spend the next 6 months, you know, beating up Trump.
All right.
I get it. It'll never happen. None of my dreams will come true. You know what? I'm letting that go. I'm letting it go. I'm going to just be... Just here... Happy to be sitting with my friends talking about politics. Oh.
Despite your plans for this upcoming spring break or maybe even your summer vacation where, you know, the hooded evil coronavirus may be lurking as they cancel concerts and ball games and
everything.
Everything. It's crazy.
Classes.
How much stuff is being...
Parties. Good times.
So,
happiness. It's all canceled.
Even the most friendly places have their dangers. But this was a story I found in USA Today this morning. And I said, hey, that's a different way to die.
Oh.
The story was about the most dangerous cities in the world.
In the world?
50 of the most dangerous cities in the world. So I'm not going to do all 50 because that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And while that might fulfill my hopes of not mentioning the coronavirus, that's a long, long list. Mm-hmm. So let's chop that down a little. On the list, though, are many cities in Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, El Salvador, the United States, and South Africa. So these are all hot spots for danger.
Like you're most likely to get murdered?
Murdered, or? Crime rates, yes.
Disease?
Doesn't say anything about that. I think they're really talking more about crime and
human
violence.
Human-on-human violence.
Right. So here, like Ensenada's on the list at 34.
Ensenada?
I used to go to Ensenada all the time.
Do people, is that one of the places where the kidnappings happen?
Well, it seems that's happening a lot in Mexico. Mexico is number one, by the way. Tijuana. Is
Tijuana?
The number one, yes, Tijuana is the number one most dangerous. Oh, darn.
What?
Well,
you
I just
went to
gave
the top,
away
yeah.
to number
well, that's
one.
That's okay. Just go down
Acapulco.
From there. Acapulco?
Is number two.
Doesn't Love Boat go to Acapulco?
Acapulco is seriously a tourist destination.
Yeah.
A very big tourist destination. It's number
Boy,
two.
Boy, they better hope this list doesn't get out.
It's in USA Today. It's
no,
out.
Listen, USA Today, what are you doing?
Caracas, Venezuela.
No, Caracas.
And then a few more cities, three more cities in Mexico. Juarez, which is very much a cartel city.
Still less dangerous
than
Tijuana.
Irapuato. I don't know that.
I don't either.
Anyway, Brazil, Natal, and Fortaleza.
Natal?
You know it?
I do. Only my Susie's from Natal.
Get out of here.
She says it's a beautiful beach community.
Well, it ranked number eight on the most dangerous
Damn.
City in the world.
Sarah, you come to Natal.
St. Louis came in at 15, by
St.
the
Louis
way.
St. Louis is dangerous.
How do you know?
I
oh,
lived
you lived
in
there.
St. Louis.
Well, I was like... Well,
the most blatant racism I've ever experienced was in
St. Louis. Wow.
I was amazed. Like, I'm sorry, do you think I agree with you? Did you really just say that to me?
Wow. St. Louis, who knew? I
well,
just thought
I mean,
you had bad
people
pizza.
People know now. It's Oh, yeah, terrible pizza, too. Ugh. Provol cheese? What is that? It's a made-up cheese. Get it out, emos.
Emos?
That's the name. That's the famous pizza in St. Louis.
Oh, Emos.
Emos pizza.
And it's with Provol.
Provol cheese, which is kind of like cheese whiz. It's like a weird cheese that like it's not stringy. It just like sticks up in your teeth. It's freaking horrible. Never go there.
Okay.
I did have good times there though. I have some nice friends there.
All right.
We all moved there and then we all moved up out.
As friends?
No, we my old boss, Jim McGuinn.
Oh, right.
And
well, that's
Alex
radio.
Luke. I
sure.
know, right. So I knew people through the radio station, then we all moved to other places. My brother stayed, though.
And married a...
St. Louisian. St. Louis. Louisian. I don't know what you call him. St.
Well,
Louisian?
Well, give us your best guess.
St. Louisian.
We'll have Bryn check it, and then we'll find out
Saint
if you're
Louis.
On today.
How
or...
about St. Louis? I'm not on. I'm never on.
Anyway, Tijuana is the number one most dangerous city in the world. I used to go there all the...
Isn't that the one just south of the border
yes,
where all the kids from San
south,
Diego
yes.
go and that's that?
That is where you go when you're 18 or even younger to drink.
Maybe that's why it's so dangerous.
No.
Because kids who have no experience drinking go down there. And...
I definitely... One time I was making out with this girl on a sidewalk. I don't know her name and I don't know why we were making... I mean, I know why we were making out, but you know what I mean. It's like, there we were. And then there was a stabbing. Some guy comes out of the bar, stabbed. Right there onto the sidewalk.
Did
and
you guys stop
like,
making out?
Ah, you know. Well, no, that's the thing is we were pretty into what we were up to. And so we sort of moved out of the way while all this, you know, stuff is happening.
Let's go behind that cactus over there. And...
Cactus.
Sure.
Okay.
Man. Just assuming.
Anyway, yeah, it's dangerous, but I didn't, that was just bar stuff. Mm. Bar fighting.
Well... When you get a bunch of people drunk, stuff does happen.
And they do that. I'm surprised there aren't more lawsuits. I guess you just can't sue anybody in Mexico. The way they do a shot where they grab you by the head and neck and shake you around and you ultimately end up on the floor.
Oh, boy.
As they are blowing a whistle and shaking your head and then throwing you to the floor.
That is the last place on earth I want to go, where they shake me by the head and throw me on the floor and give me a shot. I don't want that. God, I'm such a baby. I just don't want it.
Well, and then it's the floor.
The AP team's like, yeah, that sounds great. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Have you been to TJ?
No.
What?
Brandon?
I've been to Cancun.
That doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't?
I haven't been to Tijuana, but I'd do it.
course you would.
Well, especially you do.
Says the guy who, by the way, I've been watching him. He's Purelled his hands about 12 times as I've been in there.
You have a stash of Purell?
We have one too.
Yeah, in my
backpack. You need some Purell? Here. I told you there was a whole sanitation station in this room.
Huh.
Do you need some?
Well, no, but how did we get our hands on that
stuff?
Don't
you, Greg, don't touch mine. I don't know. Jane found it.
The company got it.
Company got it. Yeah. They bought it from some other company.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
To have supplied us with that.
Yeah.
All right. So let me do this story for you.
St. Louisin?
St. Louisin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I say that?
I don't know.
I think I might have settled on St. Louis.
Yeah, but the S is sometimes silent. I mean, it's
nah, I got it wrong. It's fine.
I don't know.
I decided it wasn't the thing I originally. Back to you, Vin.
All right, thanks.
It's really big of you, Sarah.
Who cares? I'm just happy to be here.
America.
Merca.
Is the place where people have dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The good old American dream. Mm. Is it still alive today?
Is it? I wonder. Well, what does it entail? What's
that's
the American
it.
Dream?
So here's what is the owning your own home.
Okay.
Is still a number. I did it again.
It's okay.
Damn it.
It's all right.
Owning a car on the list of.
So if you have a house and a car, you're living the American dream.
You're on
dream.
Your way. Oh, having a family.
Okay.
Which costs a lot of money, by the way.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, I mean, you really should know that you can afford it before you go there. Otherwise, it's a lot cheaper to buy condoms. Mm. A lot cheaper.
Even though those are pricey, too? In the end, that's a better investment?
Cash-wise, depending on your budget, you're better off with condoms than you are with babies.
I see.
Hey, you got money. All right. Having a family. Number three on the list. Starting your own business.
Oh.
It's part of the American dream still to this day.
Well, sure. You want to be your own boss.
It is so awesome when you see people who've pulled it.
I know. It's
like
hard.
Dan is there's the American
Talking
dream.
Talking about Dan Hirsch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any more American dream than that?
It's a good one.
That's a dude who started a business, worked his ass off, built that thing up, and sold it for bank.
Mm. And still weirdly works there and is under a lot of pressure.
Whatever, but last time I saw him, he's like...
Nah, he's good.
Did
hey,
you see the
Vinny,
picture
I'm
of
good.
My spot in Costa Rica? And I'm like...
Did you see these pictures yet of my spot in Costa Rica? It's amazing.
He's got an architect and a...
He's designing it right now.
Yeah.
It's a two-minute walk to the beach. Place is going to be a home run.
He's building his own mansion on the beach in Costa Rica.
It's freaking great.
And the picture
and frankly,
that he posted...
He's a nice guy.
...is of an empty space.
You see those palm trees right there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I root for that guy. Yeah. I'm happy to see that.
Well, he's a good guy.
Hard work is rewarded.
It's nice to
and
have
he's...
someone good to root for.
Mm-hmm.
So there, so far, Dan is living the American dream.
Owning your own home, owning a car, having a family, starting your own business, the American dream continues with paying off your damn student loans.
Oh, hmm.
Providing high-quality education to your children one day. I'm working on that one.
Yeah.
It's harder than you think.
It's hard.
Because you have stuff that you want and stuff you're saving for, and then you go, and I also got to put away for this kid.
Well, because otherwise you're going to have to choke up some of that money at the time.
There won't be the time.
Mm.
There
oh,
won't
that's
be
right,
any at
you'll
the
be
time.
70.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's right.
I'll be 1 foot.
Mm.
You know what I mean.
Sorry, hon. I'm on a fixed income. So that's nice that you're even saving for. You're under no obligation.
I am under an obligation. Well, yeah, I am.
I know. Says who?
I made that kid.
You're not obligated to pay for extended education.
Well, all right.
If she works hard, she'll get a scholarship.
I believe I'm obligated.
Listen, I believe it too. I put my kids through college too. Listen.
So you just were being mean to me for the sake of it?
No.
All right.
Just playing devil's advocate.
All right. So I'm not obligated.
Right. You're not. You're not really. I mean, I feel like... That's you're choosing to do that. You could put that money elsewhere. It's not an obligation. You love your daughter and you want to help her. Nothing wrong with that. But obligated? No.
Well, I want a Porsche, but I don't want a Porsche more than I want my kid to have a decent education. And I want to go cheer
her
on at sporting events.
Do you guys both have student loans, AP team?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, we both went to private school, too, so...
Wait, you mean private school, like growing up?
Like private college.
Oh, right. So not like one of the state schools.
Yeah.
Well, that was your choice. I hope you're happy with it.
Yeah.
We went to community college first and then transferred. So we're not in the hole, but we're in the hole.
Not drowning, but like.
But you both
my
have.
Eyes are a little above the water. Oh,
well, yeah. Just you got to get the nostrils up. That's the important
but
part.
You didn't go to the same school.
No. I went to St. Mary's and.
Holy Names. They're sister schools, yeah. Actually.
Oh.
But.
That's why we knew we were going to be friends.
St. Mary's and Holy Names.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, are you in you're in East Bay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you East Bay too?
Me too, yep.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
I know. Well, we hired them at the same time and they just clicked and now they work here. To pay off their student loans. I'm sorry we're not helping more with that. But it's going to take you a while.
Finishing the list off of the American dream, owning your own home, owning your own car, having a family, starting your own business, paying off student loans, providing high-quality education to your children one day, living in the burbs, getting a good job, being out of credit card debt, and realizing your potential.
Oh, God, that's not very, I mean, how do you even quantify that, realizing
well,
potential?
Well, it depends on what, you know, I think
it's
I've known people.
It's an amorphous blob. Oh, my potential, I got to keep reaching for it.
I've even known people who finished college whose opinion of work life is, yeah, I don't care what I do. I don't care about going to work, and I'm going to go to work because I have to, but I don't care.
Oh, and by the way, I spent my student loans on trips to Hawaii. It was great.
Whatever.
I'm an experientialist.
The point is that some people don't have this idea of who they will be. Mm. They feel like, I just want to hang with my friends and party and not...
And don't get married and have
and
kids.
Being the head salesperson at some firm is not my deal.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Well, everybody's got their own thing.
Everybody's got their own
Live
thing.
Live their own lives. Have their own path
for
to happiness.
For another person, it might be cleaning horse stalls.
Sure.
I love horses
my God,
and
love
just
horses.
Want to be around them.
Yeah. We're out of time, Ben. But that was a solid break.
A virus-free break, everyone.
I know. That was good. Was no mention of coronavirus?
Maybe. It slipped out a couple times. But for the most part...
You know what? I may be corona. It depends how deep we get. But we'll start with the Hot 100 after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.